But Lord Shiva's position is something very exalted, in the sense there is a very little difference between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Lord Shiva. His incarnation actually is that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself with a little transformation. And this has been categorically described in Brahma Samhita. In that verse, Kshiram yatha dadhi vikara vishesha yogat sanjayate nahi tata prithagasti. Ya sambhutam api tatha samupaiti karjat govindam adipurusham tamam. Shiram yatha dadhi vikara vishesha yoga, just as milk by contact with vikara vishesha yoga, with contact of acid, becomes dadhi, becomes yogurt. Similarly, ja sambhutam api tatha samupaiti karja. The Lord, in order to perform a very specific duty, a very specific purpose, assumes the role of Lord Shiva. And what is that specific purpose? There are various purposes why Lord assumes or incarnates himself as Lord Shiva. But one main purpose actually is to deal with the material nature. Material nature, which is the external energy of the Lord. This material nature requires to come in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead to become manifest. Without the potency of the Lord, material nature cannot become manifest. Material nature remains in an unmanifest stage of vyakta. But in order to become manifest or vyakta, there's a need for Lord's contact, the contact of the superior energy of the Lord. Now, since material nature is the external energy, the Lord does not directly come in contact with the material nature. Therefore, he transforms himself into Lord Shiva to deal with the material nature.